7, Section 3, World War II. As you read, look for which countries fought in World War II, what Alabama citizens did for the war effort, Alabama military men and women during the war, World War II military bases in Alabama, terms, Nazi, Holocaust, Allies, Axis powers, combat, amphibious, posthumous, navigator, bombardier, ration, prisoner of war. In the 1930s, there were several wars and invasions taking place in the world. Japan sent troops into the Chinese state of Manchuria in 1931. Then Italy conquered Ethiopia in 1935. At that time, Ethiopia was one of Africa's few independent nations. Germany, led by Adolf Hitler, took over Austria in 1938. These conflicts were some of the causes of World War II. Europe at war. Hitler became bolder. His troops grabbed Czechoslovakia, a country that bordered Germany. In his speeches, Hitler began talking about taking over Poland. England and France said they would fight if the Germans moved onto Polish soil. German forces crossed the Polish border in the fall of 1939. England and France declared war on Germany, and World War II began. Hitler blamed the Jewish people for Germany's problems. Hitler also said that his people were the master race. The Nazis, Hitler's followers, put all Jews that they could in prison. 6 million of these innocent people were imprisoned and killed. This murder of the Jewish people is called the Holocaust. The Soviet Union, now the Russian Federation, was Germany's ally at first. The two countries agreed not to attack the other. Germany broke the agreement and attacked its ally in 1941. From 1941 to 1945, the Russians fought against Germany. The United States enters the war. The United States stayed out of the war for 2 years. After France lost to Germany in 1940, our country prepared to help England. But in the end, Japan brought the United States into the war. On December 7, 1941, more than 300 Japanese planes flew over the Pacific Ocean. They made a surprise raid on American ships in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The attack killed more than 2,000 Americans. It also destroyed many U.S. ships and airplanes. On December 8, President Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan. In his speech to Congress, the president referred to Japan's attack as, quote, a date that will live in infamy, end quote. Infamy means to behave in a shameful way. We now call December 7th Pearl Harbor Day. Our country was looking west and planning its war with Japan. Then on December 11th, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States. Now America had to fight on two fronts, East, Europe, and West, Pacific. The United States, England, France, and the Soviet Union were known as the Allies. We called our enemies, Germany, Italy, and Japan, the Axis powers. Alabamians in the war. About 288,000 men and women from Alabama served in World War II. Over 6,000 Alabamians lost their lives in the war. The Medal of Honor was awarded to 13 men from our state for their courage in combat, fighting. Alabama had many heroes in World War II. One of the most outstanding was General Holland M. Smith. He was born in Hatchachubby in Russell County and raised in Seal. A World War I veteran, General Smith's nickname was Howlin' Mad. He is called the father of modern amphibious warfare. Amphibious means living on land and in water. Amphibious troops are trained to fight on land and in water. General Smith commanded the U.S. forces in the invasion of Iwo Jima. A famous battle in the Pacific was fought over control of this small Japanese island. Iwo Jima had two airfields that the United States needed for the war against Japan. Another hero was General Franklin A. Hart of Eufaula. An Auburn University graduate, Hart was also at Iwo Jima and other battles in the Pacific. He was awarded several medals, including the Navy Cross. He last served as commandant of the Marine Corps schools. Private George Watson of Birmingham received the Medal of Honor posthumously after death in 1997. Private Watson is the only African American to receive the Medal of Honor for action in the Pacific. He saved the lives of 12 shipmates when their ship sunk. His heroism is honored with a painting displayed in the U.S. Army Quartermaster Museum. Alabama's military bases. Alabama helped train several fighting groups. More than 200,000 airmen were trained in Alabama for World War II. Maxwell Field in Montgomery had its beginning as the Wright Brothers Flying School. It became Maxwell Air Force Base, a military flight center. The base added Gunter Field to train pilots and is now called Maxwell Gunter Air Force Base. The Southeast Air Corps Training Center trained pilots, navigators, and bombardiers. Navigators find routes for the flight and the targets. Bombardiers drop bombs from the planes. As more fighter pilots were needed, many were trained at Craig Field near Selma. A huge air base was set up at Brookley Field in Mobile to train glider pilots. Some of today's regional airports were once military bases. These include Deatsville, Shorter, Elmore, Napier Field near Dothan, and Cortland Field in North Alabama. Founded in 1917, Fort McClellan near Anniston was a major training center. That facility and the Anniston Ordnance Depot hired thousands of new workers. Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville trained men for the artillery. Nearby in Gadsden, Camp Seibert handled chemical warfare training. Camp Rucker in Dale County was a large training center for infantry. The Tuskegee Airmen. The Tuskegee Airmen were called Red Tail Angels for the red paint on their planes' tails, but the Germans called them Black Birdmen. The Tuskegee Airmen broke the race barrier in the United States Armed Forces by flying in World War II. There was a segregated training program for black pilots. It began at Alabama's Tuskegee Institute in the early 1940s. Alfred Anderson was a flight instructor at the school. Graduates of the program say he was a major reason for the project's success. There were 992 graduates of the Tuskegee Pilot Training Program. These airmen formed the 99th Pursuit Squadron, which was a part of the 332nd Fighter Group. Colonel Benjamin O. Davis, Jr., a Tuskegee pilot, was the group commander. Colonel Davis convinced the U.S. Army that the airmen could complete their missions. The Tuskegee Airmen flew 1,578 successful combat runs over Europe and North Africa. They destroyed enemy railroads, vehicles, and other military targets. African American pilots earned over 800 awards during World War II. After the war, Davis and Daniel Chappie James became two of the first black generals in the U.S. Air Force. Women in the Armed Forces. Women served as nurses in the Army Nurse Corps beginning in 1901, but World War II was the first time that women were allowed to serve as regular members of the U.S. Army. Members of the Women's Army Corps, WAC, served in many roles, including as radio operators, mechanics, and office workers. There were also women in other branches of the military. They served in almost all areas not involving combat. In today's military, women serve in nearly all roles. Alabama Works and Sacrifices for the War. Alabama seemed perfect for war training and industry. The warm climate made the state a good place for training soldiers and airmen all year round. TVA provided cheap electricity in North Alabama for industries. There were many people looking for good jobs. Alabamians worked hard in the war effort. The government recruited women to work in war industries. They used slogans such as, quote, "The more women at work, the sooner we'll win," end quote. Women worked in factories replacing men who had gone to war. Women made up one-fourth of the workforce. They ran machinery, drove trucks, and became assembly line workers in hundreds of factories. Alabama was asked to fill some of the war needs for steel, iron, textiles, food, munitions, and chemicals. Plants worked around the clock to fill orders. The Muscle Shoals facilities that missed World War I were put to work. They produced over 60% of the phosphorus needed for making munitions. Plenty of high-paying jobs meant that money flowed into the state. The hardships of the Depression began to go away. The war means growth for Mobile area. Poor farmers moved by the thousands into Mobile for jobs. The area became crowded very quickly. Workers had to live in tents or other temporary shelters. Shipbuilders in Mobile built 196 new ships. The two largest firms were ADDSCO and Gulf Shipbuilding. More than 2,000 ships were brought to Mobile for repairs during the war years. The Alabama State Docks handled millions of tons of shipping. Inland Steelworks in Decatur built military landing craft and other ships. Decatur Iron and Steel and Ingalls Iron Works were two of the major builders of boats and ships for the military. Huntsville and Childersburg work for victory. A $40 million chemical plant was built in Huntsville during the war. Cotton was no longer the main economic driver in the area. Redstone Arsenal made artillery shells and explosives. The area's three textile mills employed 5,500 people. The mill workers made cloth for tents, bags, and uniforms. Construction workers flocked to Childersburg to build a huge plant for DuPont. The little town grew from a population of 500 to 14,000 almost overnight. The chemical plant manufactured smokeless gunpowder and explosives. Textile, steel, and aluminum plants. Textile mills had an important role in war work, too. Avondale Mills and Russell Mills made cloth for uniforms, tents, and other military goods. Birmingham was called the Great Arsenal of the South. The entire area worked night and day to produce steel for bombs and other war needs. The area's industries also produced plated tin from Fairfield and mined ore and coal. Bechtel McCone Aircraft equipped and modified half of the B-29 bombers used in the war. TCI, Ingalls, O'Neill, and Shorter Mine were also important suppliers of the country's war needs. Aluminum was needed for building aircraft. The Reynolds plant at Lister Hill and Alcoa in Mobile were two of the nation's largest aluminum mills. Rationing. Many products needed for the war became scarce, hard to find, at home. Gasoline, tires, meat, coffee, sugar, and other goods were rationed, limited. People were issued ration stamps to use when buying these items. Because the supply of goods was limited, the government controlled prices. They did this to prevent inflation. Other goods were scarce but were not rationed. Cigarettes, stockings, and chewing gum were all hard to find during the war years. When a store received new deliveries of such items, people waited in long lines to buy them. Can you imagine standing in a long line for chewing gum? Prisoners of war. All farmers did not leave their farms to fight in the war. Cotton was needed for the war. More food was needed for the military and war industry workers. The many new buildings called for more timber. There was a shortage of workers to harvest the crops and fell the trees. Prisoners of war, POWs, were sometimes contracted, hired out, to help on farms. These POWs were captured military men from the countries of the Axis powers. About 15,000 prisoners were held in Aliceville, Opelika, Anniston, and Camp Rucker. The Greatest Generation. The American men and women who served in the military in World War II are called the Greatest Generation. But people at home also served their country to help win the war. People feared another surprise attack. Civilians watched the skies for enemy planes. Birmingham had blackouts where the residents turned off their lights. They did this to protect the steel industry from possible bombing. Lookouts watched the Gulf of Mexico for enemy boats and submarines. German boats were seen in the Gulf. These Germans would have liked to attack Alabama. Alabama's civilians worked, and its military fought with all their might to win the war. Civilians grew gardens and knitted warm gloves and sweaters. They collected scrap metal and paper to be recycled. Some entertained soldiers with shows. Others gave cookies and coffee to traveling soldiers at train stations. The people at home supported the troops. President Franklin D. Roosevelt dies. President Roosevelt was elected to a fourth term as president in 1944. He was loved and admired by most Americans. His New Deal programs had helped many people during the Great Depression. He also led the United States during most of World War II. But President Roosevelt did not live to see America and its allies win the war. He died in April 1945 in Warm Springs, Georgia. Vice President Harry Truman became president. Victory was only a few months away. The war ends. In 1945, after years of fighting, Germany and Italy surrendered. A few months later, the war ended in the Pacific. The United States dropped atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan surrendered and World War II was over on both fronts. Over 400,000 Americans died in World War II. World War II brought many changes to America. Large numbers of women had jobs for the first time. The women were asked to give up their jobs when the men came home. The war introduced new uses for radios, radar, and sonar. It was also the first use of large-scale aerial bombing campaigns in war. The shortage of workers during the war affected farming, too. Farmers began using more machines to help them in their work. there were fewer farms than before the war. Black citizens fought in the war and worked in the war industries. They were not always welcome in the factories. Segregation in the military did not end until after World War II. African Americans, both military and civilian, filed lawsuits seeking the right to vote. American military men and women were welcomed home. People hoped the peace would last. Many military people moved after seeing new places during the war. The Alabama black population dropped 4% between 1940 and 1950. Think it through. 1. Which countries were the Allies? Which countries were the Axis powers? 2. Name the place in Alabama where a large number of ships were built and repaired. 3. What group was sometimes used as contract workers on farms? 4. How many times was Franklin Roosevelt elected as president? 5. In what year did World War II end?